Welcome to the Ashes to Wings podcast, where we tell stories of overcomers and give you tips and tricks to living a fuller, more embodied life. Here's your host, Jenny O'Connor.
Hey friends, welcome to Ashes to Wings. In my book, Rituals for Feminine Power, I talk about knowing yourself. Now I can almost hear you saying, Jenny, I think I know myself, but bear with me. I'm not just talking about those addictive social media quizzes where you see which character from Friends you're most like or what kind of potato you are, but truly knowing what makes you tick, what lights you up, what angers you, what hurts you, what makes you feel comfortable and at peace. It's also helpful to know how you react under stress so you can recognize and change unhealthy patterns. The test I use most with my coaching clients is the Enneagram test. My issue with many personality tests is they label you as a category, and then people use that as an excuse to behave badly. Similar to me saying, well, I have pride issues because I'm a Leo. Instead of using your personality traits as an excuse, the Enneagram system shines a light on areas you need to improve and encourages you to do so. There are 9 numbers in the Enneagram chart, listed in a circle. Each person is a combination of 2 numbers, her main number and her wing. Your wing will be a number next to your main number, with 9 circling back around to be next to 1. While the main number is a predominant side of your personality, your wing covers the subtle nuances of that personality. For example, I'm a 3-wing 2. My main number, a 3, is called the performer. We're known for being achievers. We want to collect all the trophies and ribbons and are very competitive. We're driven and ambitious and are often entrepreneurs. We love the spotlight and love nice things. Sort of our shadow side is we can have an ego and be too focused on spending money on material things. My wing, a 2, brings a bit of balance to this. 2s are known for wanting to help everyone. Good-natured and caring, 2s will go out of their way to nurture and care for the people around them. The Enneagram chart will also tell you how you act when you're relaxed and how you act when you're stressed out. For example, when 3s like me are stressed out, we take on the negative traits of 9s. We're lazy and avoidant. When we're relaxed, we take on the positive traits of 6s, committed, practical, and witty. To give you a quick rundown of the numbers, I'll list them off now. Type 1 is the perfectionist. They're ethical, dedicated, and reliable. They're motivated by a desire to live the right way, improve the world, and avoid fault and blame. Type 2 is the helper. Warm, caring, and giving, they're motivated by a need to be loved and needed, and to avoid acknowledging their own needs. Type 3 is the performer. Success-oriented, image-conscious, and wired for productivity, they are motivated by a need to be, or appear to be, successful and to avoid failure. Type 4 is the romantic. Creative, sensitive, and moody, they are motivated by a need to be understood, experience their oversized feelings, and avoid being ordinary. Type 5 is the investigator. Analytical, detached, and private, they're motivated by a need to gain knowledge, conserve energy, and avoid relying on others. Type 6 is the loyalist. Committed, practical, and witty, they are worst-case scenario thinkers who are motivated by fear and the need for security. Type 7 is the enthusiast. Fun, spontaneous, and adventurous, they are motivated by a need to be happy, to plan stimulating experiences, and to avoid pain. Type 8 is the challenger. Commanding, intense, and confrontational, they are motivated by a need to be strong and avoid feeling weak or vulnerable. Type 9 is the peacemaker. Pleasant, laid back, and accommodating, they are motivated by a need to keep the peace, merge with others, and avoid conflict. Do any of these sound like you? If you don't already know your number, go to my website to take the free test. You can find it under the Gifts tab or go directly to the page at jennyoconnor.com/Enneagram. That's Enneagram. If you're looking for a book on the subject, I highly recommend the book, The Road Back to You by Ian Morgan Crone and Suzanne Stabile. They break down each type in detail and even go into how your type interacts in different relationships like work and parenting. You may find yourself shocked at how accurately your number lines up with who you are as a person. And once you know where you are, you know how you can grow. I'd love to hear what your number is and what attributes resonate most for you. Make sure you let me know by responding on our social media. See you next time. It's time for another review shout out. This one comes from Delilah010 and says, I love the minute tips and the interview. The inspiring stories and amazing little tips that help so much. I can't wait to see what comes next. Well, stay tuned, Delilah, because we have lots of great stuff coming. Thank you so much for leaving a wonderful review. Make sure you leave us a rating and review, and you might just hear your review read on the air.
Thanks for listening. The best way to learn is to teach someone else. So take one thing you learned today and share it with a friend. Find Jenny on Instagram at @the_Jenny_O'Connor and online at JennyO'Connor.com. Subscribe for new episodes. Until next time, rise above.